Welcome to the Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey.
Built by Par Lumber. Go where the builders go.
When it comes to big or small projects around the home, Tony and Corey have the know-how and the answers to make your life just a bit easier. Here they are, the hosts of Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show, Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. I'm Corey Valdez.
And I, ladies and gentlemen, am Tony Cookston.
The one and only
Tony Cookston.
That's right.
Thank you. Thank you.
They are two different people.
We have to actually talk at the same time in order to prove that we are two different people. One, two, three. Hi.
Hi.
Yeah, see, there you go. That was not a fancy...
auto-tune?
Yeah.
So, Tony's got some good news.
Yeah.
I don't know if you told anybody, but Tony recently got a promotion. Oh. And he used to be the manager of our little Forest Grove yard in Forest Grove, Oregon. And now he is the yard manager of our Newburgh location, which is doesn't seem like a big jump, but it's 10 times as big.
Indeed. Indeed it is.
Like 3-4 times the employees.
Yeah, thank you. It's not
congratulations.
It's not all of that. It's close. I mean, you know, it's if you're going to be technical about it, but anyways, it's a promotion for me. I'm very excited that the company saw me as being capable of handling that. So that's a big feather in my cap, and I'm excited to be over there and be able to mentor some more of our future managers.
Absolutely. And since you're in Newburgh, Oregon, why don't you tell everybody what's going on in Newburgh?
Okay, so I just got a flyer from a place right there in Newburgh called Slick's Big Time Barbecue. Slick's Big Time Barbecue is located on Wilsonville Road in Newburgh. And this is, they describe it as a drive-through barbecue. I mean, you know, they've always got those places on the side of the road, right, where they've got this big wood-burning grill, and they're barbecuing stuff, and you just swing by there and order some meat or something. They're celebrating. It says, we will be celebrating our veterans and active soldiers at our new drive-through barbecue facility at 28300 Wilsonville Road in Newburgh, with 100% of the proceeds going to support our local veterans through the VFW Post 4015 in Newburgh. So here's how they're doing this. It's their third annual Memorial Day Barbecue Bash, okay? It's on Monday from noon to 7 on Wilsonville Road in Newburgh. They're going to have live music. The Ty Curtis Band is going to be there, also playing Network and the John Nunn Band. They want you to come and celebrate and honor our heroes. This is free music, drinks, barbecue, games, raffles, and more. They said it's kid-friendly. Spirits, wine, and beer tent provided by us, these vendors. And this is free with a suggested donation at the gate. So when you donate at the gate, 100% of the proceeds goes to the veterans, VFW Post 4015. This is an amazing opportunity. First of all, you get to hear some live music. You get to eat a lot of food, drink some stuff, play some games, win some raffles. They're giving away some items that are like worth $2,000. So some amazing stuff. On top of all of that, the barbecue that they're offering, Corey, and I don't think you knew this, the barbecue that they're offering is all barbecued on a Traeger. Huh?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. So this guy that runs a Slick's Big Time Barbecue on...
Do you think his name is Rick?
On Wilsonville Road in Newburgh.
Slick Rick.
Is grilling up barbecue on Monday from noon to 7. And on a Traeger, live music, a great opportunity to go out and have lunch or dinner or both. And they will be accepting donations at the gate for VFW Post 4015.
That's awesome.
So I wanted to make sure that I plugged that. I'm going to try to go. I mean, I think that I think this is an awesome opportunity to raise money for the veterans.
Yeah, if you don't have any plans for the Memorial Day weekend and you've got time and you live in the Newburgh area, hit it. That'd be fun.
Yeah, that's Slick's Big Time Barbecue. Slick's Big Time Barbecue, third annual Memorial Day Barbecue Bash on Wilsonville Road in Newburgh.
Hey, I just want to throw this out there. Yesterday, I golfed in a tournament in North Portland for the, it was called Golfing for the Guard, and it was to fundraiser for the Oregon National Guard. And instead of a shotgun start, right, you've heard of that. You have a golf tournament, you go out and scramble, they have a shotgun start. This one had a howitzer start.
Wow.
Have you ever stood by a howitzer?
Fortunately, I have had that opportunity. My dad was a master sergeant in the military, so I was around that stuff more, I think, than most people get the opportunity to. We actually, I don't want to take away from your story, but we actually, when I was a young child, my dad took us camping, the whole family, right?
Mm-hmm.
He took us to Camp Rylea, right?
Oh, I've heard this story.
We went to Camp Rylea, and my dad got us on to the property, right? Because he was a big wig there. They were running ops, okay, on that weekend, right? They were having a mock war. Well, I think my dad didn't really know where they were going to be. The plan was that they were going to be in another area than where we were. So we're out there camped in our camper trailer, right? My brothers and my mom and dad. And we're camped in our camper trailer in the middle of a field. We were the only ones there. We're in the middle of a field. And all of a sudden, there's all this noise going on. And the war between these two companies was coming right through where we were camping. And these guys come up to the trailer and they're like, you've got to move your trailer because we're having a war right here. It was crazy. And so it was very, very amazing. We were looking out the windows and watching all these soldiers and guns were going off and amazing automatic weapons. And so, yes, I was around that a little bit more. They have a mock town over there, too, where they would, you know, invade the town.
Well, I never have.
Pretty amazing stuff.
And they shot that howitzer off yesterday, and I was scared.
Did you wet your britches?
Holy crap. That thing is loud.
Yeah, it's a major gun.
So, anyway, that's what I did yesterday. What are the rest of your plans, Tony?
That's a great question. I am going to be building...
Well, think about it.
Well, I'll just tell you. I'm going over to my brother-in-law's house on Monday, right? And I'm going to help them assemble a fort.
Sweet.
You remember we had a fort show. We talked about forts. Well, I had this plan all along, and this is the weekend that it's happening. So I will be heading over to my brother and sister-in-law's house on Monday to help build a fort for the youngsters. And I am excited about it.
Righto.
Is that a break?
We've been yammering this whole break. I'm sorry.
Oh, my goodness.
We didn't get to any content.
We got to take a break. When we come back, we're going to hit some really good stuff for you. Stay tuned right here, Tony and Corey. Your Weekend Warriors. Drop me a Chevy. He got no Peugeot.
Listening to Weekend Warriors Home Improvement Show with Tony and Corey, built by Par Lumber. Now, here's Tony and Corey.
Hey, welcome back to the show, everybody. Thanks for staying tuned. That last segment got a little crazy. We didn't talk about much.
We're very glad you stayed tuned, because if you hadn't, you would be out of tune. And that would be a problem.
Kind of like you when you're singing in the shower.
Wait, me?
Hey.
I can carry a note.
I've heard you carry it. Just not very far. All right. So let's get back to the task at hand. We're talking about Memorial Day and some of the things that we can do as Americans to help our war veterans and to always remember. And one of the things that one of our vendors does is they donate materials that we buy from them to the Wounded Warrior Project, which is, it's a great organization. It's a nonprofit. They help raise awareness and enlist the public's aid for the need of injured service members. That's what they do. So IWP, International Wood Products, they have a long list of, I guess it's not very long, it's actually pretty short, a short list of manufacturers of items that are made in the United States. And whenever we buy those, they donate money to the Wounded Warrior Project and amongst others. One of those items is a Home Guard house wrap.
Yes.
I'm not sure if everybody out there has heard of it.
That's the one with the little blue ants on it, right?
No.
That's not?
No.
Okay, what is Home Guard?
Home Guard is a, it's a building, it's a, they make several products, but the biggest one that they do is their drainage wrap, which is code in Oregon, not in Washington yet. It's going to be there. It's anybody that's ever built in Oregon recently in the last several years has had to go through what they call a rain screen. And this paper meets code, and it's made in the USA. And it's, I like it because it's extremely strong. I sell tons and tons of this stuff. Hope the Tyvek guy's not listening. but yeah, Home Guard, I really like the product because, like I said, it's made in the USA by Americans, and it's great. It's got a 10-year warranty. It's it. What it does is it allows, it keeps the water out, but it allows your house to breathe. Does that make sense?
Yeah, absolutely.
So one of the downsides to using old paper, that's what everybody used to use, is paper.
Tar paper.
Tar paper.
Yeah, it was like asphalt impregnated
paper.
You know, paper, right.
So,
which is pretty rudimentary, really.
Think, I mean, about that.
Compared to what we've got going on now.
Paper. And you wrap your house in paper.
That's saying it all right there.
So, I mean, I have this conversation with people all the time. Well, I'm a contractor. I've been building houses for, you know, 100 years, and I always use paper. Well,
what you've, if you all, this is, I love this saying. My dad used to say it all the time. If you always do what you've always done, you'll always get what you always got. Think about that for a second.
That's true.
As a country, we're moving forward all the time. Technology is improving all the time. Not all technology is better, okay? Not all changes are better. But if you don't change, you don't progress, you don't even have an opportunity to choose whether it's better or not.
Right.
So if
there's a new way of building homes. You want to build them tighter, and I know this is controversial to some people. It's because they don't fully understand it. But when you build a house tighter and you wrap it with the proper paper and you seal your windows properly, what you're essentially doing is sealing out air.
Right.
Not moisture, because moisture is a tricky little thing.
Right.
Moisture is in your house, and it has to get out. So what these new papers do, this, it's not really a paper, it's a wrap. It's made from composite materials that allow everything to get out. It's like wrapping your house in Gore-Tex. Everybody knows what Gore-Tex is. When you wear it and you sweat,
right?
It doesn't pool up inside of you. It drains through. It permeates that layer.
But then it doesn't come back in.
Right. That keeps the water out, the rain out, but it allows your house to breathe.
It's like a one-way door.
But that being said, there, anyway,
like the Hotel California.
Okay.
You can get in.
But you can't get out?
But you can't leave.
Isn't that like a roach hotel?
That's what I'm saying. It's like a roach hotel.
That's, you said Hollywood. I guess that's kind of a roach hotel.
That's what we're talking about. This paper allows moisture out, which is already in your home. Why is moisture in your home? Because you breathe.
Because you dry clothes.
Because you boil water.
Right.
You see, it's all of those reasons. You have moisture in your home, and if your home is sealed up like it should be,
it's funny. You could ask somebody, how many humidifiers do you have in your house, and somebody would say, well, I don't have a humidifier in my house. Well, actually, you have five because there's five people living in your house. I forget what it is, but you breathe out so much moisture.
Yeah,
in your house, and it absorbs into things. It's got to get out.
Yep.
Every time you kick on the washer,
yep,
the dryer, whenever you take a shower,
every time you steam vegetables, when you make tea, iced tea, and steam's coming off that pot, when you're boiling water.
I make iced tea never.
So that's
kind of the new thought, is you want to use a drainage wrap. And Home Guard, it's a great product.
And it's made in America.
It's made in America.
And when you buy it, proceeds go to benefit our veterans.
Right. So here's another thing, right? American manufacturing has taken a hit, right, over the last 20, 30 years, maybe 40 years.
Yeah.
A lot of people are moving out. Well, there's a trend. There's a big trend.
To bring it back.
To bring it back.
That's right.
You're right. Made in America is very, very popular right now. We need to keep it that way.
Yep.
Support American-made products. One of the last surviving nail manufacturers is right here in America, in Illinois. It's called Maze Nails.
M-A-Z-E, Maze Nails.
Maze Nails. They manufacture them. They are made in America.
And they're not made by corn. They're not made with corn. I know that that's a kind of a crossover you might do inside of your mind. They're corn nails. They're not corn nails. Corn nails. They're not corn nuts either, but they're maize nails, and they're not affiliated with corn.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
No.
That was that joke falling flat.
Hey, I took a risk. All right.
That was a risk.
Maize nails made in America.
I wanted to talk about this a little bit because, you know, nails, a lot of people know what a nail is, but there are so many different types, right?
Right.
You've got your commons.
Yep.
Your brights.
Yep.
Your duplex.
Yep.
Your box nails.
Yep.
Your ring shank.
Yep.
Spiral shank.
Yep.
Vinyl coated sinker.
Yep. Fingernails?
Oh my God.
I'm full of them today.
I'm
full of them. There are a lot of nails.
So here's an interesting little tip or a little interesting information for you. You've heard of a 12D, a 16D, a 10D, right?
Absolutely.
You've heard them called a 10 penny.
Yep, that's right.
So a lot of people don't know this, but a 10D nail or a 10 penny nail, penny is... It's signified by a D. That's where they get that. 10 penny is 10D.
Right. Well, let me just throw this out there. A 10 penny nail or a 10D nail is a 2¾-inch nail. No, it's a 3-inch
nail. 3-inch nail.
A 3-inch nail.
A 12D or a 12 penny nail is 3¼. A 16 is 3½.
Okay.
But here's the thing,
right? 3-inch nail. Not a 9-inch nail.
Ah! Sean...
Okay, this is a very interesting topic because there's a lot to know about nails, and this will help you be smarter when you're inquiring about the kind of nails that you need in the future. When we come back, more about nails. You're listening to Tony and Corey, your Week in Warriors. Stay tuned.